It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and Katie, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut, unedited version. I'll explain to you what this episode is all about in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is the Snail Box Bar and Restaurant at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you will know that the Snail Box has been one of the most loyal sponsors of this podcast. And we just love talking about the place and encourage you to visit the Snail Box, especially on a nice day. There's outdoor seating. You can have your dinner outside. You can even bring the dog along and sit outside and have a bite to eat. It's just 20 minutes from the M50. It's great fun for all the family. The food is to die for. The menu is spectacular. The staff, it's a family-run business. And the staff with Philip and Stephen and Paddy and Mark, all family, are just the greatest bunch of people. They really are. So if you're looking for somewhere nice to have a bite to eat, definitely pop along to the Snail Box. If you're going to Emerald Park over the summer, definitely go to the Snail Box. Afterwards, bring the kids. Great menu, as I said. And if you have a spare baseball cap under your stairs, bring it along with you, because they're trying to break a world record for the biggest amount of baseball caps on public display. So the Snail Box at Kilmoon Cross between Ashburn and Slane, just off the N2. Make sure you visit. Now, what is this episode of Opinions Matter all about? As I said, it's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and it's completely unedited as well. So, here's how we come to this episode. Every day during the week, myself and Jeremy, or myself and Katie, or Katie and Jeremy, broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And while the audience is building up on Facebook, before we start our actual topic of the day, the two of us sit here in the studio talking random rubbish. Literally, we get stuff off our chest. It can be a bit of a laugh, it can be a bit of a joke, but it's completely and utterly unedited. And you'll either love this episode or you'll absolutely hate it. You're one or the other. If you ever listened back in the day to Get It Off Your Chest when we did that on the phone show back in the day, then you might like this episode of Opinions Matter. So on this episode, we'll be talking about your favourite Canary Island, my most controversial favourite crisps, and I've gotten a bit of grief over this, to be honest with you, and divorce parties are becoming more and more popular, but are they tasteless? Or a bit of fun. All that and much more between now and the end of this episode. The first section is myself and Jeremy, and then Katie is with us for the next couple of weeks while Jeremy's on his holidays, and Katie is part of this episode as well. So let's start last Monday.
It's been said, ladies and gentlemen, by some people, not many people, but some people, that I rabbit on too much.
You do.
And because of that, the management here at Opinions Matter Podcast,
mm-hmm.
trading as Opinion Matter Incorporated. Is that the name of the company?
No.
What's the name of the company?
It's not Opinions Matter Incorporated.
Okay. Well, have put a stopwatch in the studio. And they've set it to 14 and a half minutes, which is very, very strange.
Random, yeah. Very random.
So an alarm is going to go off to stop me rabbiting on for too long. And when that alarm goes off, I can say no more for this part of the broadcast.
It's a great move, I have to say, because you do. You rabbit on. You rabbit, rabbit on. Rabbit, rabbit. Where does that expression ever come from?
Because rabbits can't speak.
Yeah.
Don't know, Adrian. Don't care.
Does anybody know the answer to that? Where does the expression rabbiting on come from? Because rabbits can't speak. I've never heard a rabbit speak. Bugs Bunny maybe, but...
But the other expression as well, riding like rabbits... I would imagine rabbits don't have any more sex than any other animal.
I don't know. Maybe they just love it.
What is, here's a question. I don't know if anybody can answer this. If you're into animals,
mm-hmm.
Although that'd be a great podcast.
What?
Someone who's into animals.
Well, I'm into animals.
We save that for another podcast.
No, I am.
Let's save that for another podcast. It's illegal.
Love my dogs. Love them to bits.
Illegal in this country. If you're into animals, what's the horniest animal?
A rabbit, obviously.
But I don't think it is. Well, I used to have a couple of hairs on the top of my head. I used to have a couple of hairs.
Did you?
Yeah.
As pets,
and then I went to the barbers on Friday and got rid of them. I've literally nothing left. Yes, I had a couple of hairs as pets. They were wild hairs, and I kept them as pets. And it was a male and a female, and they were in a hutch. Don't talk about me on your podcast. I'm not running for
this. Rabbiting on again.
I don't want to be the president. Are you listening to me, Adrian Kennedy? Anyway, I had a hutch at the back garden. How are you, Jerry?
Yeah, come on.
I've never broken any laws. Let me tell you that now. Now, I'm going off to Lanzarote. Why does he always go to Lanzarote?
Hey, obviously loves the place.
I'm sorry though, Jerry. Jerry, I'm a big fan of yours, okay? Big fan of yours, Jerry.
That's not what you say off air.
Yeah, well, on air, I'm a big fan of Jerry Hutch. And I'll have to say something to you, Jerry. You're a man of means. You have a bit of cash.
Allegedly.
I know, he has a few bob.
Allegedly?
No, it's not alleged to say someone has a few bob.
From the taxi business, was
it? Yes, I have a few bob.
Have you?
Yeah, I'd be quite comfortable.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd be very comfortable, middle to upper class. Same sort of ballpark as Jerry Hutch. And I want to say to you, Jerry, and I'm sure because he's a big fan of this podcast, himself and Nicola, big fans of this podcast.
Go on.
Of all the Canary Islands to go to, why do you go to Lanzarote? It's literally the worst Canary Island.
No, it is not.
No. I'll punch you in the nose. I will literally punch you in the nose right now. You see this here? Listen to this. This is the radio or the podcast award we won. It's literally the only award we've ever won in our careers, which is sad because between us...
You're rabbiting on again. Will you get to the point?
I will hit you with this award.
If what?
If I
go to Lanzarote again?
If you say that...
I love Lanzarote. It's the best of the Canary Islands.
I'm sorry. I can't stand over that. I can't stand. I'm going home. Beep. Bye.
It is absolutely brilliant. What are you doing? What are you making that noise for?
That's the sound of me walking away. Okay, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Anybody who's watching this live could see that you never left.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this on your Sun Ledger, I'm sorry. Lanzarote is the worst Canary Island.
You got married there.
Lanzarote is the worst Canary Island.
Oh, really?
Ah, no, we only got married there because it's the only Canary you're allowed to get married on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If you want to do a proper wedding, as in a church, not a Mickey Mouse one on the beach, or in a registry office. Blah. So we wanted a proper wedding in a church.
A proper wedding. So are you saying then, by implication...
I'm not saying anything.
...that anybody listening to us now who got married in a registry office or on the beach or in a hotel, that's not a proper wedding?
So we wanted a proper wedding in a church.
But you don't... You're not even religious.
Very religious that day I was. I had a great chat with the priest.
Do you even remember what you said? You had to pay the priest.
I had to pay the priest. Yes. Pesetas, we had to pay him.
Oh, you got married 25 years ago?
I know, he was old school Spanish. He was an old school Spanish. Anyway, Jerry, pick a different Canary to go to.
No. There's nothing wrong with Lanzarote.
Oh, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Lanzarote. I'm not.
That's brilliant island. Brilliant island.
My favourite Canary... We should do a whole podcast on this. Your favourite Canary Island. Very quickly, actually, Lickers, listening to this live. To the Lickers, because I assume you've all been to one Canary Island. I've been to them all.
Yeah, no, I have as well.
Apart from that one, the one with the volcano one. I haven't been to that one. The one that's going to break in half and kill us all. What's that one called?
La Palma, is it?
La Palma.
Yeah.
I haven't been to La Palma, but I've been to all the other Canary Islands. What is your favourite Canary Island? Okay?
Yeah, okay. For me, it's Lanzarote.
Now, Lickers, you let me know, because everybody's been to Canary Island. Why is it Lanzarote?
I just love it. I like the vibe in it. I like...
The vibe? There's no vibe. It's all old people.
It's not all old people.
The vibe is
when were you last in Lanzarote?
The vibe is decrepit.
It's not.
Oh,
you go to boring island.
So my favourite Canary Island in... So number one...
Yeah, is...
Fuerteventura.
Yeah, which is the most boring of all the Canary Islands.
I love Fuerteventura.
It has nothing going for it.
I love it. It does. I'm going for it. So I love Fuerteventura.
Yeah, it's a kip.
Then the number two would be Gran Canaria.
Nah, dive of a place.
A big fan of Mogán. But you go to Puerto Rico.
No. I've been to Mogán.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah. But no, Gran Canaria, no.
Then after that, we have Tenerife.
Yeah.
Tenerife Sud, actually, as they say in Spanish. south of Tenerife.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Los Cristianos.
That'd be my second favourite.
I'd be a big fan of Los Cristianos.
Yeah.
Lovely. And not the common place.
Ooh.
What?
There's Diane, yeah?
Yeah.
Diane says, I've never been abroad unless England counts. Well, England won't count as being abroad.
It's the same country, really.
You've never been abroad.
So it's all under one rule.
What is?
The whole lot. It's all under one rule.
What? England and Ireland?
What?
Not anymore, my friend.
No, it's the last time she was on a plane, I'd say it was under one rule.
But anyway, she's never. Who else has never been abroad?
That doesn't surprise me, by the way.
Why?
We'll talk about it later. That doesn't surprise me. Margaret Burke says Lanzarote is the best Canary Island. But Margaret, you're probably 80.
She's not 80.
See, when you're a man like me. Oh, Darren Brilly says Gran Canaria. That's the first time myself and Darren have ever agreed on anything.
On anything, yeah. Geraldine says Tenerife is the best.
Tenerife.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm not Spanish. Gran Canaria, Darren says Gran Canaria. Let us know which is your favourite. Margaret says Lanzarote is the best.
Very controversial stuff.
It really is.
Keith says Lanzarote as well. But if you don't mind me saying, all the people that say Lanzarote is great are all older than me. Like, I'm, 37?
Well, you don't know what age I are. The fact that you stuttered over.
I didn't stutter. I don't stutter. Darren says the Gloria Palace in Puerto Rico. My mum goes there.
Yeah, it's nice,
Christmas.
Actually. I stayed there myself.
The Gloria Palace.
I stayed there 15 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Which, it was lovely. It was lovely.
And then Angela just has to make everything about herself. USA. We're talking about the Canaries, yeah. Angela. Literally. We're not talking about USA. We're not talking about... Oh, here we go. We're getting stupid now. Alan's saying Mallorca. That's not even in the same body of water. That's literally... Mallorca and the Canary Islands are how far apart?
About 1,500
million miles.
Yeah.
Different set of islands.
Okay.
Stop. Now people are just texting in the Balearics. This has gone horrible.
Margaret has said, how dare you? I'm not 80.
Well, Mary, you need to change the profile picture on your Facebook page then, Margaret.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm just saying I assumed.
She doesn't look 80 or anything like it.
That's not what you said off air.
No, I didn't say anything off air.
Ah, you did. Cathy Tear, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there is no tears, I don't know. Didn't like Lanzarote, she's been there twice. And the second was a disaster. I went to see Adrian Giggen. Oh.
What? Where did you say that?
I know, I just added that last part. She did say she didn't like... Angela's back. Are you talking about islands? Barbados is the best. That's Angela. That's always Angela's way of making it that she gets better holidays than the rest of us. We're package...
About the Canary Islands here.
We're package holidays here. And even though I got married... In Lanzarote, I just don't like it. Don't like it as a nut. Speaking of weddings, by the way,
mm-hmm.
What's your take on midweek weddings? So I'll tell you this. On Thursday, I got a letter in the post.
A letter? Who gets letters?
Well, not a letter, but an envelope.
An envelope, yeah.
An envelope in the post. And I knew straight away, as soon as it arrived, because people don't get post anymore. The only post I get is from the taxman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very regular letter.
My ex-wife's looking for, what's that called again?
Alimony.
Alimony.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much. So when I got the letter, I knew, because I had two friends who got engaged last year.
Okay, yeah,
go on. I just knew. Anyway, opened up the, just get the sound effect here. Yeah. It's a very big envelope.
All right, okay, yeah, huge envelope.
And in the envelope, which I hate with a passion, was a save the date. It's so passive-aggressive. Save your date. Isn't it? It's literally telling you, do not do anything in September of 2026. So two, I wouldn't say friends. They think we're friends, but we're not. You know those kind of people?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you were to have him on the line, he'd say, oh, myself and Jezza. Oh, Jezza and me go back years. We actually don't go back years at all. I don't even particularly like this individual. And I think he just invited me to a wedding because he wants a big name there.
So why does he invite you?
Because he wants a big name there.
You're not a big name.
Oh, he is that type. Oh, he's so that type.
But where are you a big name?
You know he's going to have at his wedding. I just know he's going to have at his wedding.
What?
And he's getting married in some... What's the name of a hotel in Cavan?
Where?
I don't do Cavan for weddings. Name a hotel in Cavan.
I can't think of one.
You're the king of the weddings.
I can't think of one.
You've been married about 15 times.
15 times, yeah.
You have more wives than Henry V. How many wives have you got?
One.
How many did Henry V have?
Six.
Okay, he has more. Anyway, it's a hotel in Cavan, but it's a midweek wedding. how much cheaper could you have got? Like, first of all, you're getting married in Cavan, so you probably got it on the cheap. Anyway.
So you're not going to go.
But the problem is, it's a save the date for next year. I can't tell them now.
I'm booked up.
That's the problem with save the dates, is they catch you by the balls. Do you not get me?
Book a holiday.
Now? No. Who books a holiday a year in advance?
Me.
But you're a sad bastard. The only reason you book a holiday a year in advance, yeah, because you're probably going to be dead by the next year. So that's why you book them. But what do I do about it?
Just say you're not going.
But you can't say you're not. So it's saying save the date. Yeah. And it's...
You tried to save the date and lo and behold, you're already booked for a wedding.
Nobody, I've not, I don't know what I'm doing this time. It's September 2026.
Yeah.
As in 15-16 months from now.
Yeah.
I can't tell them I'm busy. Who knows they're busy in a year and a half's time?
Say you never got the letter. Never arrived.
But does post not arrive anymore?
But
the point I'm trying to make is, if you are booking a wedding and you want a big name like me, and you know what he's going to have,
you actually believe your own shite, don't you?
His missus to be is big into the social media thing, and you know what she's going to have, which I hate at weddings. Do you have this at your wedding? The frame, the Instagram frame that people hold up and they put their face in it and they go, oh, John and Kira's wedding, 2026, put your face in, hashtag, like any person that makes up a hashtag for their own wedding. Oh my God, you should be show at balls of your own shite. I can't stand you. The point is...
But you can't stand this person.
No, and by the way, he doesn't even know this podcast exists.
Very close friend then.
No, he still thinks of working like FM 104. No, he does though. You'd often text me and go, oh, I heard you on 104 last night. No, you didn't. That was like 12 years ago. You didn't hear me on 104. And this is someone that sounds like me on the station.
I have to give a shout out to the girl who came over to me at my gig the other night. Had a FaceTime call with her little brother who's 11 and asked me to say hello to her 11-year-old brother. And I said, the young fella won't know who I am. Oh, he does. He will. He listens to FM 104 every night.
Literally, we left that...
We left before that child was born.
We left that station. I left. Adrian was kicked out.
No. It's the other way around, actually.
What?
I left. You were kicked out.
Oh, so whatever way it happened. Anyway, that doesn't get... The point I'm trying to make to this couple who I will not name, yeah? Who are getting married in Cavan. You already got your wedding on the cheap. I'd say Cavan nearly pays you to get married in their county, does it? But it probably would.
What's wrong with Cavan?
It's not... They're asking me to travel across the country.
It's only up the road.
Oh, it's miles away. It's absolutely miles away. Cavan is miles away. But as well...
Which one of your friends is this? And I'll send them a copy of this podcast and then you won't be invited at all.
They literally don't even know this exists.
Well, I'll let them know it exists.
They're not in the podcast realm, if that's...
I'll just send them a link. They just have to press play.
Doesn't matter. But why... I looked up the date and it's a Wednesday in September. Hello.
So you'd have to take 2 days off work.
I have to stay over.
Yeah.
Because I'm not driving back. What's Cavan? 6 hours?
6 hours.
I don't know. I've never been to Cavan.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll have to stay that night because I can't go to wedding when I get drunk. I find weddings deplorable. Yeah. So I have to take 2 days off out of my holiday pay. You're the boss. Am I allowed to take 2 days holidays?
If you have to.
No. In fact, I'll blame you on it.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get time off. Yeah.
I couldn't get time off work.
Katie wasn't available.
Yeah.
Couldn't get cover. Yeah, that's it. You're sorted.
Oh, it's
the alarm.
There we go. Just in case. That's a pathetic alarm, isn't
that's
it?
That's a woeful. How would that wake anyone up?
Oh, my God. That would make you up from a coma.
Anyway, that means you have to shut up.
But I've so much more to say.
No. That's it.
Cavan's a kip. There, I said it. Cavan's a kip.
Back to Lanzarote. Lanzarote is the best of the Canary Islands. Fuerteventura is the worst island. And Jeremy, you look 50, not 37.
I can't even respond to it. I'm not allowed to speak anymore.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I have so much I want to say to
one of our callers says you look 50, not 37. Just throwing it out there.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Now, good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
No, it's not Jeremy.
Oh, so it's not.
It is the legend that lives that I am.
You actually believe your own shit, don't you?
I do not believe I'm a legend. I know it.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Adrian and Katie.
And hello to the fellow lickers, more importantly. We love our lickers,
we
don't
do,
we?
We do, we do. Anyway, Katie's with us with me for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks. 2 weeks of Kadrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what we should do? Find a better duo. Who's your favourite duo?
Who is my favourite duo?
Yeah. Has to be Ant and Dec, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, they are good.
Yeah, but nobody beats us. We are the A team, and I say this to Jeremy every time. Every single time.
It's not very nice of you, though.
No. It's really not nice of me. But no, we are the A team. Me and you together. If Jeremy would just, you know, get lost.
And while he's away,
I would take over the podcast.
While he's away on holidays, change the locks on the door.
I'm going to leave a ready-made meal, a dodgy ready-made meal from Willisteria in it. Honestly, I'm gonna do
I'll
that.
Just change the locks on the door.
Yeah.
And then he won't be able to get in.
I'm telling you. The A team, we are the A team, and be prepared for tears and laughs and everything over the next 2 weeks. Probably mostly tears because you have to deal with me for 2 weeks, but you'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, Jessica says, yes, 2 weeks with no King Dixon.
Dave says, where's Beanpole? Just joking, nobody cares.
Ah, that's awful. Jeez, he hasn't even got on the bloody aeroplane yet, and people are giving out about him.
No. When's he going?
He's going tomorrow. There's a controversial statement. Ant and Dec are shite.
No, I won't hear
sorry,
of it.
Sorry, Sean, no.
I won't hear of it. There's something more controversial.
Yeah, what? What, these?
Yeah.
Why, what's... Oh.
That's more controversial.
That's very interesting. Sorry, there's a packet of King Crisps on my desk here, okay? And they've been there all week. I just haven't opened them. And Jeremy actually referenced them the other day as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
About you being scum for eating King as opposed to Tato.
Why, what's wrong with King?
Ah, Tato or King. It's all about the Tato.
Really?
Yeah.
I am partial to Tato crisps, but for a change, I decided to get a packet of King crisps, and I haven't eaten them yet.
No,
why am I alone here?
Here's a question: what's your favorite crisp?
Well, my answer would be very, very, very controversial.
Okay. If you say Walkers,
no,
or an English crisp, I'm leaving this room and never coming back.
You know, on this island of ours,
yes, this beautiful island,
there are two different types of Tato. There's Tato that is made in Ashburn,
yep,
and then there's Nordy Tato.
Ah, nope.
And my favourite cheese and onion crisps are Nordy Tato.
Yeah, unionist bastards.
In the yellow packets. Yeah, no, seriously.
You unionist.
Only had a packet of them last night. Every time I'm up the north, I buy them.
Really? And what's the difference? Surely they're the same.
No, they're very different. It's a completely different company. It's just the same name.
I can't actually remember the name of them. What is the name of these crisps? Okay. Do you know these crisps and they're like funny shaped? They're like sticks. Yeah. What are they called? And they do like a purple pack, an orange pack and a yellow green pack.
No idea.
Oh, they look like this.
They look like what? They look like... Oh.
They look like this. Do you know, like Chris, they look like that.
No idea.
They're long sticks, but they're thick and then thin, some of them are.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you'd know them if you went in. They're beautiful. They're like, no, it's not mini chips. No, it's definitely not them. They look like, they're kind of all weird looking. They look like little thick twigs that are weirdly shaped. They're all different shapes, but they come in like...
Pringles?
No. They come in like, I think it's like ribs flavour and hot and spicy, and I think they might have a scampi one.
I have absolutely no idea what you're...
You know them.
No idea.
They look like that.
No, I have no clue what you're talking about. So you're not a King person?
I'm not a King person, I'm a Tato person.
Right, well, there you go.
Are King Irish?
Yeah. They're actually made by the same... They're made in the same factory as Tato.
Prawn cocktail crisps now. They're the bee's
knees.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Nordy Tatoes in the yellow packet. Love them.
That's going to do my head
them.
In now what the name of those ones are. The dodgy shape ones. Oh, they're lovely.
Are they actual crisps?
They're not crisps. Well, they're like crisps. But they're not crisps. They're not your traditional crisp. They're weird, but they're lovely anyway. So if people ever see a weird shape crisp in a purple or orange bag, that's them. They're really, really nice.
Hunky Dory all the way for me. Oh, says my missus.
Oh, Hunky Dory. Yeah. Now, is she a buffalo woman or is she...
A buffalo woman? What's a buffalo?
Do you know the buffalo flavour? Buffalo is an odd flavour.
I don't know.
Do you know the buffalo crisps? Do they actually taste like buffaloes?
I don't know what a buffalo tastes like, so I can't answer that.
But why are they... Oh, watching from Mojicar.
Mojicar.
No, is that what it's called?
No, Mojaca.
Oh, Mojaca, you are living your best life, are you, this week?
No,
walking
I'm...
Walking around in your underwear at home.
Yes, my missus is away in Mojaca in Spain.
I would ask how the weather is, but I don't want to.
No, you don't. You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Huh? Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to France or Spain or any of those countries and their crisps are just crap?
Yeah, they are crap.
It's all the really salted shit.
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah, they're horrible. So I have no idea. Knickknacks, is that what they're called?
Yes, knickknacks.
I didn't guess that. Somebody else just messaged us.
Knickknacks are just the bee's knees of crisps. I'm telling you.
I've never had them actually.
Flavor. I never get the steakhouse or flame grill crisp flavor. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. But sure, you're so simple. Like, look at your typical lunch. It's like an airport sandwich, King crisps, and a bottle of flavoured water.
That's basically it.
That's all it takes to make Adrian happy.
Yeah, look, I have my flavoured water.
We used to work in a radio station together long ago. Adrian would go out to get his lunch. Myself and Jeremy would go and get like nice fresh food, and Adrian would be sitting there with a pre-packed airport sandwich.
Yep.
Wouldn't you? Do you like those pre-packed sandwiches?
I'm easy to please. I'm easy to please.
You are. Simple, some would say.
Anyway, Nordy Tatoes. Try
Nordy Tatoes. And can you get them down here?
No.
You can't? Okay. No. They're in a blue pack?
No, they're in a yellow pack.
Oh, yellow pack. Yep. Let me see. What? They're just called...
They're not called Nordy Tato. They're just called Tato.
Northern Ireland Tato.
Yeah. They're in a yellow pack.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
them there. Yep. Yeah. I had a pack
They
of
look
them.
Like Watsits or something.
No, they're proper crisps. They're real crisps.
And they're just cheesy or an onion or...
Yeah, they're nicer. So, there you go.
There you go. Adrian's off to the north.
I was up the north a few weeks ago and I bought bags and bags.
Oh, did
of
you?
Yeah.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, good afternoon, everybody. Everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to today's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. I'm Katie and that's Adrian.
You got that mixed up, Grandad. How's the grandson?
How's the grandson? He's great. He's absolutely great.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
Smiling and all.
Can you believe
now?
Adrian is a grandfather?
He's smiling and all now.
I have to say, Adrian, you are such a typical grandfather. Look, he's awake, Adrian says in a picture. His eyes are open. Look, he's smiling. Now he is absolutely beautiful. He's such a gorgeous baby. But you're such a grandad. You really are such a grandad. Look, he's taking a poo. That's what we'll be next.
Anyway, come here. I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
I want to ask this of everybody listening. If you ever got divorced, I want to talk to you. I was at a gig recently. I was doing a gig recently in a place that I should not name. Okay. And in a section of this pub... was a group that were celebrating. Mm-hmm. And during the gig, I normally do shout-outs for people having a birthday or whatever. And somebody came over and asked me to do...
See where this is going.
Somebody came over to me and said, I wonder would you give a big shout-out to, let's call her Katie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we won't call her Katie. We'll call her something nicer than Katie.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yvonne. Okay. So,
Yvonne.
I wonder, would you give a shout out to Yvonne, and would you play "Cool and the Gang" celebration, please?
Right.
And I said, yeah, no problem. What is it? Her birthday? And they said, no. She's celebrating getting her divorce yesterday. Now.
Yeah.
I nearly fell out of my standing. I didn't know what to do because I've been divorced, as you know, in the past, but I didn't think it was a cause for celebration.
It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? It's a bit of a weird one, but I imagine like if you're in a shite relationship and it's taken years.
Well, obviously if you're getting a divorce,
do
you know what I mean?
Love is bliss, love is bliss. But what I'm saying is that it's probably taken all of this person's money and emotional time and now they've freedom. They're probably celebrating freedom more so than the divorce.
But when you get married, you don't intend getting divorced. When you get married, you like to think that it's going to be for life, yeah? And I just found it... Does anybody agree with me? I just found it just it didn't sit well with me that they were celebrating getting a divorce.
Now.
It is, apparently.
This is like a new thing. I can probably understand it, that if you were somebody who hated your husband and now, you know, all of a sudden you're done. Unless you have kids together, of course, because then you'll always have ties.
No, I didn't actually find out that.
But
she was in, this woman was in her 40s, I'd say. She probably does have kids. I didn't ask, obviously, but I should imagine in her 40s she probably did.
Listen, if you want to go out and have a sesh and celebrate freedom, I'm all for it, I think, yeah. You wouldn't know what's gone on. There could have been cheating. There could have been...
I'm aware of all that. But is it a cause of... I mean, Jess is saying, let's normalise divorce and breakup parties. Like, it'd be like even if you're dating somebody for years, yeah? And then you eventually split up, going out and having a party to celebrate.
But
am I alone here?
It's different a breakup, because with a breakup you don't have to invest the money, or, you know, there's no... courts, or like, it's not the same. It's not the same long drawn out process. A breakup, you go your own way. You say, right, good luck, fuck you, I'm off. But with a divorce, it's such a process emotionally for people and financially.
Yeah, like I said, now Darren says 1 in 3 marriages ends in divorce, which you're probably right.
I think marriage is going to die out.
People getting married.
I think people getting married is going to die out. I think in another 15, 20 years, the younger generation will probably be a lot more liberal and progressive. There'll probably be a lot more open relationships. And yeah, I genuinely think that marriage will be seen to be old fashioned in...
Okay, so Lou sent us a message and she says, I celebrated my divorce by taking a holiday in Qatar and meeting my future husband. Best time of my life, getting rid of the shithead I was married to before.
That's exactly why I was seeing people celebrate.
No,
you know what I mean? Yeah, that's why I would...
Like, this crowd had balloons and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they have a cake?
Don't know if they had a cake, but... Mick says divorce parties are very big these days. They are. Yeah.
It's actually a thing now. You know, I can understand it. I mean, you finally have freedom after years of going through this to get to this point, I think. Now, I probably think the majority of divorcees don't do that, but it's definitely becoming more common.
It's like celebrating a failure. Your marriage failed.
But it's not a failure. It's a step into a new life. That they're celebrating, I would imagine.
Really?
Marriages can fail for whatever reason, and divorces can happen for whatever reason. It's, you know, it's not a failure, it's just part of life. But I think the celebration is probably coming from stepping into the next part of your life. You know, you've come through these, what is it now, 2 years? Or is it 4 years still? It was 4 years. Didn't they cut it down? Or is it still 4 years?
I don't know, actually.
But anyway, I'd imagine they're celebrating their newfound freedom, you know, letting the... Lulu says, that's okay, new beginnings. I'd imagine that's what the celebrations are about. I don't think it's like, oh, yay, my marriage didn't work out. Woohoo! 3 cheers!
But that's the point I'm making. That's why it just didn't sit well with me. I can understand people having a celebration at a funeral, for example. You're celebrating the person's life, yeah? They might be gone,
yeah.
But you're celebrating their life. I've often thought of if I was having a funeral,
mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't be around for it, but I'd like people to get pissed and have a party.
Oh, that would be totally okay funeral, yeah.
Yeah. Not be sitting around moping, have a celebration. But anyway, that's one thing. But celebrating a divorce is celebrating a failure.
Angela says, nah, I found it upsetting, to be honest. After all those years, it's the end of it. But the following day, I started my life and began a new beginning. And Angela, I bet you wouldn't look back. I bet your new life and your new beginning has made you, because why hold on to something that's bringing you down?
Well, it's 2 years now for divorce, according to Angela, so it used to be 4. Okay, well then, the bottom line is, I need to embrace this. I am available for bookings for divorce parties. Just contact us here at Opinions Matter.
Yeah. Do music bingo.
Music
bingo divorces.
Well,
you can play sad love songs.
This particular gang were at my music bingo night, and we're playing music bingo, celebrating a divorce. Oh, maddest thing ever.
I can see why you think it is crass. I can see why you kind of come to that opinion that, like, it's, you know, it's insulting nearly probably to the person you're celebrating that I'm not a part of your life anymore. But nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors or what brought the person to that point. So I say sesh away. If you want to have a session, yep, go and have a session.
If you want to book me for your divorce party, 0858252626.
Were divorces a thing when parties a thing when you were younger?
No, I'd never really heard of one.
No, they're actually a thing now. Let's see. I bet you if you look it up online, you probably have places that.
Can you get balloons for... Now, this crowd had balloons.
Oh, look, divorceparty.ie. Oh, a divorce party can be an opportunity to announce your new status in life. You are now single and available for the new and new experiences. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's actually a big thing.
Oh, look, divorce parties reached an all-time high last year. This was 2024. Okay, hang on. Let's see if you can actually get divorce party balloons, because if you do, I'm going to hit the deck. I swear.
Go on.
Divorce party... Oh, I did. I'm done. Oh, look, plenty more cock in the sea. End of an error. Oh, wow.
Right, it is a thing.
A load of balloons saying, finally. Whoa, this is actually mad. Look, the end of an error, 100% of divorces end in happiness. I'm not with stupid anymore.
Whoa. Okay, all right.
There you go.
Yeah, let's get into that business then.
I'm telling you, there must be, look at all the stuff. Look.
Okay, right.
Divorced as AF, just divorced in balloons. This is crazy. I actually can't believe the amount of, look, you actually have special divorce party.
Balloons. And this gang, they did have balloons, but they were just with champagne bottles on them and stuff like that, but... Yeah,
okay. It's mad how much it can cost you to get married. Well, obviously depending on how you do it and how easy it is to get into marriage. Like you can just do it in an office tomorrow and go and sign something. But to get out of it,
it's more difficult. Yeah.
Way more difficult.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.